there's just a lot of things on the back end business-wise that has to be changed. You know, the name change starts with the articles of incorporation, and then you have to change your Dun's and Bradstreet and your Sams.gov and then your Medicare and your Medicaid, and then plus all the vendors that we work with in accounts payable every week, and then also all the insurance payers that we have. We're credentialed with multiple insurance payers. So all those things have to be in place prior to our name actually going into place.